Minnesota, are you ready?
Okay, thank you, thank you. Wow, wow. Wow. Thank you, thank you. I got canceled. Listen, it wasn't what you read, okay? There's a lot of crazy things out there being said about me that just wasn't true, but that doesn't mean that I didn't make mistakes, okay? I made mistakes, and, you know, it's been 3 years now. I've learned, and I'm learning, and it's a process, but it's been 3 years, and a lot's changed in my life in 3 years. You know, like 3 years ago, for instance, one of the biggest things that changed in my life was I had my first baby boy. I had my first son. Yes. His name is Calvin, and he's cute as shit. He saved my life. No bullshit. I love this motherfucker, all right? He's awesome. He's white. And, yeah, he's white. My son's white. He, like, you know, like, he happens to be white, right? Like, my, like, I'm white, my wife's white, and so he came out, that's just science, you know? So, but yeah, my son's white, and it's beautiful. Well, you can't say it like that. He's, it is a weird thing. Like, when I said, recently I said on stage, my son is white, and then there was a white dude in the crowd that goes like this, fuck yeah! Like, ugh, you know what I mean? Now, in this day and age, that's insane. Like, to be like you could be, don't get me wrong, you could be proud to be white, but on the inside, you know what I mean? Like, the second you're like, let's fucking do this, you know? You were storming the Capitol, right? It was January 6th, and you're there. So, but yeah, my son's white, okay? And, he cries every day. My son cries every day. My son cries every single day. Like, and I didn't know that, but babies cry every day. Babies cry every single day. My son has cried every single day for 3 years. Every day. For 3 years of his life. And it's crazy because over the last 3 years, I've cried every single day, okay? And yeah. For different reasons, you know? He's like, I'm hungry. I'm like, I want my fucking career back, asshole. What do you know about pain, man? Eat your Cheerios. Your life is chill. You don't even wear pants half the time. You just wear diapers and a Triceratops shirt. That's your outfit. That's a chill outfit. Yeah, man, my son is awesome, dude. He's not that good at talking. I should specify that. Like, he's not that good at talking, but people always say this, he's really good for his age at talking. And honestly, that's not fucking good enough, okay? Like, he needs to get better immediately. Like, it's been 3 years. I know it's only been 3 years, but also it's been 3 fucking years, right? Like, get it together. Like, this is real life. You have to be... I mean, like, sometimes, honestly, he starts really good, right? Like, he'll come out and he'll be like, hey, Dad. And I'll be like, what's up? And then he's like, how do you fucking pissing? Like, dude, it ends with pissing. That's a failure. I want him to be way better at talking. Because honestly, he'll start talking and he'll do that shit and my wife will be like, oh, ah! And I'm like, no, dude, don't encourage that bullshit. That's a failure, okay? It's true, like, because sometimes he says, like, big words. Like, the other day he said the word actually, which is insane. Like, you're three and you're saying the word actually. Like, he did. He said, look, that's actually a chicken, is what he said. And I was like, wow. And then I looked, and it wasn't even a chicken, you know? So that's a fail too, right? Yeah, man, but he's, you know, because he's been doing this too. Like, he'll say, like, sometimes he'll come real confident with it. Like, he said, he's been saying this for like 2 or 3 months. He'll look at me and he'll go like this. He'll say, Bardar. And like, no, you know what I mean, right? Like, it pisses me off because I want to be like, hey, come on, you know, right? Because I can't, but I can't do that. Like, I can't be like mad at him because that'll fuck him up later on in life, you know? Like, but I'm not gonna do what my wife does, which is like, ooh, like this. So I find the middle ground and I just look at him and this is what I do. I go like this, huh? I feel like that's good. But then he goes like this, Bardar. Like, I'm the fucking asshole. Like, go to your room and study and come back with different syllables at least. But yeah, man, my son's a pandemic baby, you know? I don't want him, I don't know how he's gonna grow up. Like, he's only known the world ever since it went to shit. It's hard enough to raise a kid. I don't, there's no data on what a pandemic person is going to be like after, right? After they're born after 2020. Like, I don't want him growing up to be a fucking weirdo. I don't like, right? Fuck weirdos. I don't like weirdos. I don't like weirdos at all. As a matter of fact, fuck weirdos, okay? No, I don't like weirdos. Be regular. I can't stand it, dude. I can't, there's that whole notion too where people are like, let your inner weirdness shine. Be the real you. Don't be the real you, okay? Be regular. I don't like that shit. The people with the twisty mustaches, cut the sides. Go to Austin. Get the fuck out of here, okay? I don't like that shit. I don't like weirdos. With the the only reason why you should have a twisty mustache is if you're with 3 other people who also have a twisty mustache and you're all singing the same song, okay? That's a barbershop quartet. I don't like people with that mustache because they walk in, whenever they walk in a room, they have that energy where they're just like, oh, is anybody gonna, you know? And you always succumb too. You're like, oh, that's so cool. It's so cool you got that mustache, fuck. Fuck, I said that. I don't like weirdos, man. I'm done with weirdos, dude. Because you know why? Because a weird kid is okay. It's cute, right? But if you don't nip that shit in the bud as their parents, they grow up to be weird adults, that dude doesn't get invited to Thanksgiving dinner. You know what I mean? I can't do that shit. I can't have Calvin be that way. Like, there was a weirdo kid in my elementary school when I went to elementary school, and yeah, he was weird as shit. His name was Steve Alpert. I should probably stop saying his name, but he, I know, dude. And we all used to make fun of him. Honestly, it wasn't so much me. Like, there were a lot of people he was made fun of. I was the ringleader. And so but we made fun of him. And whenever we would make fun of him, he was a weirdo. He would go like this, fuck you. Like this, just like this. And like, we would always do it and nobody told him it was the wrong way. And then we would keep laughing, and then he would just be like, really? Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Always fucking himself. Nobody told him. It was too funny. Weird ass kid, okay? But then that kid grew up, and if like nobody ever told him, and he's just like 40 now at his job, like, fuck this, I'm going home early. That's a weirdo. You don't want to hang out with that motherfucker. I can't have Calvin grow up and be like that. No way. I can't have that. I don't want that. So I don't want that so much that that's definitely what'll happen, you know? Right? Like, because kids rebel against their parents. Like, he'll grow up, he'll come back from college one day, just like with that fucking twit, just like, hello, that, you know?
Well, hello, daddy. School's great.
And I'm gonna be like, oh, we love him anyway. He marches to the beat of his own drum, but he means well. Whatever the fuck sad dads say. I can't have Calvin grow up to be a weirdo. Like, in 20 years, he's that weirdo in the back of the bar, just facing the wall, you know what I mean? Just hanging out, smoking in dim light with a ponytail, just eavesdropping on people's conversations. Well, you know how it used to be in 2020. Like, sir, why are you wearing no pants and a Triceratops shirt? Bardar. Just looking for my Bardar people. They don't wear pants. They just wear they just wear diapers and a Triceratops shirt. That's my favorite dinosaur. I'm 40. I have a favorite dinosaur. What's your favorite dinosaur, sir? Sir? Where are you going? For real, though, my son loves dinosaurs. It's so cute, man. It's cute to see what they, like, grow up and what they like, at a young age. Like, my son loves dinosaurs. And I got a tattoo of a Triceratops skull right there. Yeah. I got it for him because he loves dinosaurs, and he also, like, loves my tattoos. Like, whenever, even when he was, like, a little, like, infant, like, he would look at my tattoos, wherever they were, and he would see them, and whenever he saw them, he would be just, like, he would look at them and be like, oh. He was a fucking old Asian dude or some shit. Like, but that's what they do, honestly. And it's okay, but that's what old Asian dudes do. And, like, what does it matter? I'm canceled. It doesn't matter what I say. But they do that, and you know, and that's okay, all right? Like, you see them shopping, and they're just, oh, like, outside of the store. Honestly, even if you're here, and you're mad, and you're Asian right now, you're like, oh, like, you're doing it. So it's okay. And that's fine, but you do it. But moving on, you know? And So old Asian guys do that. So anyway, but I wanted to get a tattoo for my son because he loves tattoos and he loves dinosaurs. So I came up to him and I was like, hey, buddy, I'm going to get a tattoo for you on my arm. What's your favorite dinosaur? And my son said, Triceratops. So I was like, beautiful. But I know that he doesn't really have a grasp on the English language. So he doesn't, maybe he doesn't know what I'm saying. Also, maybe he doesn't even know what a Triceratops is. Like, he doesn't even know what a chicken is. So I was like, I'm going to ask him every day for a few days what his favorite dinosaur is. Whatever he says the most, that's what I'll get, all right? So the second day, I walk up to him, and I'm like, Calvin, what's your favorite dinosaur? And he literally goes like this, Triceratops. Like, all right, well, you don't have to be a fucking dick about it, you know what I mean? Like, be two, you're two, don't be a dick. So the third day, I walk up to him, and I'm like, I went like this. I said, hey, Calvin, what's your favorite? And he cut me off, and he said, Triceratops. So I'm like, all right. Now I'm pissed off. And now I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get it. I hope you don't like it when you grow up. Okay? Fuck off. Like, that's the kind of petty I am. So the next day, the appointment, right? And so I walk up to him and I say, buddy, I'm going to get the tattoo on my arm. You know what I'm going to get? And he said, Triceratops. I said, yup. I'll be right back. So I left to go get the tattoo. A few hours later, I come back. I got the tattoo. I can't wait to show him. I run up to him, and he runs up to me. I said, look, buddy. And he looks at it, and he goes, oh. You know, he does the fucking old Asian thing. And then I said, you like that? And he said, yes. I said, what is it? And he said, Triceratops. I said, yup, because what's your favorite dinosaur? And he said, T-Rex! Yeah, that motherfucker got me, okay? And honestly, that was funny. I'm a comedian. I respect that. But, like, now I have this bullshit on my arm that he doesn't even care about. That's for life. But isn't that what love is, right? Like, love is blind like that. I would have got whatever he said on my... Like, if he had said, no, dinos, that didn't get Peppa Pig, I would have got Peppa fucking Pig on my chest. Just a 43-year-old walking around with Peppa Pig on my chest. People would be like, oh, the rumors are true. Fuck out of here with that shit. I love being a dad, man. It's the best. I love being a dad. It's amazing. One of the funniest parts about being a dad is sometimes he'll ask me questions that I know the answers to, but I haven't thought about those answers for 40 years, okay? Like, for instance, here's one time. He asked me this recently. And by the way, this is how he asked me. He walked up to me. And this is how he walked up to me. He walks up to me like this. This is what he did, okay? I know. But he was holding his asshole. But that's how he walked up to me and holding his asshole. And by the way, super casual about it, which is insane. Like, if you think about a situation where you had to hold your asshole, you would be so stressed out. You know what I mean? You'd be like, hey, can I talk to you for a second really quickly over here? Like, but this boy was, it was like he was going to be like, hey, dad, I found your spare keys. Like, that's how, yeah, just if you need them. Thank you. So that's, so that's what he walked up to me like, okay? And I'm waiting. I was like, I don't know what the fuck's going to happen. But he walks up to me and he says, hey, dad. And I say, what's up, buddy? And he said, this is what he says. He says, what is poop? Right? Fair enough. Fair question. But then the first thing I thought of is like, man, I can't believe it's taken him 2.5 years to ask this very important question, you know? Like, there's stinky stuff coming out of his backside, and he's just cool with it for that long? To think for 2.5 years, he's just been like, you know what? I'll get to that later. Like, I would, but, like, this block situation is out of control. They're not going to stack themselves, so it's okay. I have people for that. Like, so, it's me. I'm the people. So, but then I immediately thought, you know what? The reason why he hasn't asked me that question yet is because for 2.5 years, he didn't even know how to ask that question. Like, he didn't have the brain power, which is even worse, you know? To be, for 2.5 years, just dealing with it. Every day, multiple times a day, just be like, I can't wait to have the wherewithal to ask about this mess. But that's what he asked. He said, what is poop? So I answered and I told him the truth. He said, what is poop? And I very quickly, I just said, oh, it's food. And so he, yeah, I know. All right, whatever. I tried. You're not perfect parents either, so fuck off. So, but it's true. I said, it's food. Dude, your reaction, it was fair, but his reaction was way better, dude. I said, it's food, and he goes like this. That's not food, trust me. That's not food. Maybe I think that's food. That's not food. So I was like, okay, buddy, I get it. I get what you're thinking, but this is what I mean, okay? So the food that you eat, it goes into your tummy and it stays there for a while, and then later on, that's what comes out, and that's what poop is. And my son goes like this. Thank you, daddy, and walks away, all right? By the way, my son says thank you, like he's a little British boy, okay? And it's because he watches so much fucking Peppa Pig. And she's British, and he watches her way more than he talks to me, the little bitch-ass pig. So now, my son is just like, all right, cheerio, governor, and walking away. So he walks a few steps, and I watch him, and then he stops, and a nut and a light bulb goes off. And then he walks back to me, and he says, hey, dad. And I'm like, yeah, buddy. And he says, what comes out of my penis? Another fair question, you know? So I said, all right, buddy, so whatever you drink, whatever liquid it is, whether it be water or milk, you drink it, it goes into your tummy, it stays there for a while, and that's what comes out of your penis, all right? And my son said, top of the morning to you, you know what I mean? Whatever, and then walks away. And then later on, I see my son by himself in the kitchen just eating a muffin, just eating the shit out of it, right? Like, just eating it and looking at it, just eating it and looking at it. And I realize, like, he's marveling at how good this tastes. Like, he's had maybe one muffin before, and it's like, he's just like, I can't believe this fucking tastes like this again. Like, every bite's a flavor explosion. What the fuck? And so, I'm watching him eat the muffin, and as I'm watching him eat the muffin, I hear him say out loud to himself, he goes like this, muffins come out of my penis. And yeah, and then I hear my wife go like this, oh, and I'm like, no, don't encourage this. You're making a fucking weirdo. Nip this in the bud. Like, you're going to make a serial killer. You know what I mean? Like, that's how that happens, by the way. The mom lies a lot, and then the kid grows up. They don't know what reality is. And then they just start stabbing motherfuckers. That's what happens. Like, I'm going to be, in 20 years, I'm going to be watching the news with my wife. It's going to be like, the muffin penis killer strikes again. And I'm going to be like, you know what this is, right? You know what you've done to the world? Do you know what you've done to the world? I got to watch a 4-part docuseries on my son. She's like, we sat down with the muffin penis killer. So, muffin penis killer, what? So what was your earliest memory?
The first thing I remember is I was eating muffin and my mom told me that it comes out of my penis. The muffins come out of my penis, and then I took it as gospel, you know? And then I didn't even know that was wrong until I was a teen, and that's when I started killing women because they lie, you know? But that's how that happens. I love being a dad. It's hilarious. Every day is hilarious. It's amazing, dude. He's a beautiful boy, but he wakes up like a demon. It's awesome. Like, it's hilarious. He wakes up like a demon. And I know when I say that, it sounds creepy because obviously I'm watching him sleep, but it's not creepy, okay? And I'll tell you why. It's because if you have a toddler, you know that watching him or her sleep is not creepy. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. It's pure as shit. Like, they're sleeping. They don't have a care in the world. Like, they have beautiful dreams. You understand? They've got beautiful dreams. Like, I'm an adult. I have fucked up dreams, okay? For real. I had a dream the other day that I was in the Ukraine. And it was up to me, all right? And yeah, and I died. I failed immediately, too. I ran out, and I had good guns, and I just got shot up, okay? I dropped. I couldn't get up. I was dying, bleeding out, all right? And as I was bleeding out, I took my last breath, and I opened my eyes, and there was a Russian standing above me, and he looks down at me, and he goes like this. And you know what? Yeah, okay? And I don't, by the way, I don't agree with that. I don't think you should say that word, but that was my subconscious. You can't be mad at me. But I, so yeah, I don't like, I even woke up and I was like, no, we don't say that. Like, I don't, dude, I love gays, okay? Pride is my favorite month. Like, dude, I drive down Hollywood Boulevard. I see all those rainbows. I'm like, that's not annoying at all. Like, I'm into it, okay? I drove by a dentist's office with a rainbow on it the other day. I went in, I made an appointment, and I was cool about it, getting my teeth done. But while I was doing it, the Russian in my head was like, this dentist is big. And you know what? I don't agree with that. I don't think you should say that, even if you are the Russian in my head, okay? This dentist is big. You're going to let him put things in your mouth? Maybe you're a little bit gay, too. But yeah, man, my son doesn't know those words. He doesn't know about what it's like to be prejudiced or what it's like to be racist. He doesn't know about the war in Ukraine. He doesn't even know what war is. He doesn't even know where the Ukraine is, just like his dad. But he doesn't have fucked up dreams. He has beautiful dreams, you know? Just like whatever, he's dreaming of whatever he learned that day, you know? Just like lizard or whatever. One single lizard. A lizard driving a truck, you know? But when he wakes up like a demon. Like, it's hilarious. Like, I'll watch him sleep, and this is how he wakes up. Every morning, I'm watching him sleep, and he wakes up like this. I'm like, dude, how do you even know where I am? Like, as an adult, when you wake up, well, like, half the time, you're like, where am I? This kid is like, not only do I know where I am, I know where you are, too. I don't think you should say that word, okay? Don't say it at your job. You can say it at mine, but don't say it at your job. It will be so bad for you. Dude, how crazy is it that we live in a country that if you say certain words, you lose a bunch of money? Isn't that crazy? There's like 5 words that if you say them, you lose your job, money, friends, you get shamed. That's like the worst game show ever, you know? It's just like, hi, I'm your host of the new show, Don't Say That. It
trying to get people to say what they're not supposed to say. So, hey, I'm the host of Don't Say That. Today, we're going to go into that grocery store and try to get a guy to say faggot. Here we go. Yeah, come on, cameraman. Let's go. Come on, hurry up. Let's go. Come on, let's try to get this guy to do this. Let's pick the right fucking guy. Come on, fucking hurry up. Here we go. Here we go. Where's the guy? Huh? Let's see. Where's the guy? Oh, that's a good guy. Come on, man. Let's go, man. Come on. Pep in your step. Let's go. Let's get this guy. Here we go. Here we go. Hey, sir. How's it going? So, hey, I'm the host of the new TV show, Don't Say That. So, hey, I see you're just shopping around and you got your cart half full and you're running your errands. And that's cool, man. So I was just wondering, man. So say you were shopping and doing your thing. Everything was going about, you know, just like it is. And then all of a sudden, a gay guy bumped in you, huh? What might you think about that guy?
I don't know, you know? I don't think it really matters, your sexuality. I think if someone bumps into you, it's just plain annoying, so I would just leave it at that.
Yeah. No, look, I get it, man. And hey, buddy, I'm on your side, okay? I'm just saying, you know, what if he bumped into you and what if he was, like, really gay, you know what I mean? What if he was just, like, roller skating on by, you know, and he hip-checked you? And then maybe you grew up in the South. What might you think then?
Oh, well, then I might think he's a f***ing...
Oh, you lose 10 grand.
Join us next episode where we go into Costco and try to get the manager to say retard.
Welcome to episode 2. Episode 2 of the TV show. Hey, guys, I'm your new host. Hey, guys, episode 2, Don't Say That. I'm your new host. Last guy got fired. So I just... today, we'll just... Hey, so episode 2 is a great one. Today, we're going to go into that Costco and try to get the manager to say retard, okay? Here we go. Come on, let's go. Come on, hurry the fuck up, you fucking lightning loafers. Come on, run. Come on, let's go. We gotta get to Costco and try to get the manager to say, come on, man, fucking hurry up, fucking. Okay, here we go. All right. Hey. Where's the manager? Oh, there he is, back there. Come on, man. Come on, hurry up, man. Fuck. There you go. Hey, how's it going, manager? Hi, you're the manager, yeah? So, anyway, I'm the new host of Don't Say That. Last guy got fired, so I have a question for you. So you're the guy in charge of hiring, right? So say you hire a guy, okay? And you know, something's off about him, you don't know, right? You can't tell. And it's all good, right? Teach your own. But like you hire the guy, okay? And like, you know, you tell him when to come in, he's always showing up late. Like you can't really understand the concept of time, okay? And when you have him stack boxes in the back, he starts with small boxes and the boxes get bigger and bigger as they get on top. That's not the right way to do it, right? And you tell him to redo it, but he's lazy. He's too lazy. Like, what's wrong with that guy? What kind of guy would be like that? What kind of guy would do that, huh?
Black guy?
No, but you lose 10 grand. Come on.
Yeah, man. My son doesn't know those words. That's my whole point. You know, it's kind of awesome. Like, he's just this, you know, pure boy that, like, the world hasn't gotten to yet. You know? And, like, that's up to me and my wife to make sure that he grows up to be a good person. And that's like, responsibility, man. You know, that's wild. Like, he doesn't know a lot of words. He knows some words. One of the things, there's something that he says a lot, and he says it all the time. And it's kind of alarming. And it's a whole sentence. But he'll look at me and he'll go like this. I'm Dada. Yeah, and he's not Dada, okay? And I think that he knows that it irks me because, like, he keeps doing it. Like, he did it now, and now he does it with, like, his chest. Like, he'll say, like, he's literally, the last few times he's said it, he's looked at me and he's gone like this. I'm Dada. Like, yeah, like he's doing one of those fucking, what is it, the haka dances that, like, Jason Momoa does with 40 other Jason Momoas with no shirts on at the fucking movie premieres. You know what I'm talking about? That just the fucking, I'm Dada. Like, that's how, there's two babies behind him. He's Dada. Where'd you guys come from? We met at the park. I don't like that fucking Jason Momoa does that shit with like 40 other Jason Momoas outside of movie theaters. That's annoying as fuck, man. It's so annoying. And I know when I say that too, some people, I feel kickback. They're like, "That's, you know what? It's their culture, dude. We draw the line there. That's not cool." You know what? I don't give a fuck. Here's the deal. I think culture's great. Have your culture. Live your culture. And it's beautiful. That's great. But here's the deal. If you do your culture in annoying areas at annoying times, I get to be pissed off about it, okay? Like, dude, I grew up Catholic. That'd be like if I was at the bank just, I came here to make a deposit. Just with the collection plate, trying to fit it in the thing. Thank you very much. Yeah, at the Dairy Queen, just like, I'll take vanilla forever and ever. With chocolate sprinkles on it. Chocolate sprinkles are the only acceptable toppings on ice cream. Fuck all these goddamn ice cream places with the goddamn toppings on it. Who the fuck's eating Swedish fish on ice? You know what I mean? Who the fuck's eating that shit? I don't like those places. You get chocolate sprinkles, that's it. I don't like when people are just like, ooh, fucking hyper uppercut. Right there, dude. Just like, oh yeah, I'll get shredded paper. I'll get the shredded paper. Yeah, man, it's crazy, dude. 3 years ago, when I went through all that shit, it was wild. I went to, and I got into therapy immediately. I got into therapy and I did it every day, and I did it all day, man. Like, that's why I say I cried every day. That's just the truth. Except it was during COVID, so it was on Zoom. Like, that's so bitch, you know? Like, there's so alone in a room crying, like nobody's there. You know what I mean? There's no one to hug. Every session ended like this. Okay, I'll see you next time. One time, the funniest, saddest moment in my life, I was in the middle of a session and my computer ran out of battery and I had to walk through my house crying looking for my iPad. I was like, has anyone seen my iPad? My son was like, you're actually a pussy. Like, I don't like going to therapy. It's hard. Some people are like, oh, don't you love going to therapy? No, you're doing it wrong, man. In the beginning, I had 5 therapists. It was crazy. They were like the fucking Power Rangers, you know? Like, and they know shit too. Like, they know shit about you. Like, you come with a certain energy and they're always saying shit like, right, but what's the feeling behind that feeling, you know? And you're just like, I'm good, you know? They always know shit about you that it surprises you. Like, I was talking to one of them early on, the green one, and she... she was like, tell me about your day. Doo-doo-doo-doo. No, I don't know. I don't know which Power Ranger has the flu because I'm not a fucking dork, okay? But, like, I know, because dorks will be like, it's the lucky guess, okay? It actually is the green one, but try not to walk in our world. And so... So I was talking to her, and she clocked it quick. She was like, oh, you have an anger problem. And that made me so mad. Like, I don't. I was like, fucking, no, I don't. Oh, you got me. Leave it alone, huh? Walls up. She's like, why don't you tell me about it? And I was like, well, you can just give me the medication, okay? She's like, I don't even know you yet. I don't know how to prescribe you. And I was like, all right, you know, okay. So over the course of the first few weeks of therapy, I started opening up to someone about my feelings in a way that I had never, ever done before. And it was a stranger. Go figure, you know? Like, I was talking to her about my anger, which that was the first thing we started talking about. But I realized that anger isn't like a primary emotion that you feel usually. It's always like the second emotion, especially for a dude, you know? Dudes are always like, that just makes me angry. But it's not true. Like, it's like you're sad first, and then that makes you angry, right? Like, as a dude, you're like, no, fuck that. You know what I mean? Like, that's what a dude does. Or fear, you get scared. You're like, oh, hey, fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, that's... So I'm talking to her about this, and then she's, you know, we're talking about my anger and then my fear, which is what I've had my whole life. I've always been scared of everything. From as early on as I can remember, I've just had this crippling fear, and dealing with it is really hard. You know, I got a lot of anxiety because of it, and I try to, you know, I have a lot of depression because of it, and the loneliness is the thing that kills me, because then I have to sit with my thoughts, and I don't like feeling my feelings, right? Because that's real life, and that's what I was scared of. You know, and then I would tell her about my OCD that I would use to try and control my fear. And it was just, you know, it was a mess. And I was telling her about this. And she was like, well, listen, I can't prescribe you medication, but there are a lot of techniques that you can use that aren't medicine to cope with these feelings. And I said, like what? And she said, well, have you ever heard of havening? And I said, no. And she said, what she said was, there's actually a lot of science behind it. And like anytime someone leads with that, I'm like, and for that reason, I'm out. You know what I mean? Like, this is a weak pitch. I've seen Shark Tank. You're not getting the money, you know? That fucking show just like, hi, sharks. I'm Chris. Are you tired of crying into your iPad? Well, do I have the product for you? With this gun and my new bullets... Guy's like, the problem with this product is I don't see any repeat customers. So I was like, all right, what's havening? I'll bite. And she said, all right, well, it's two steps. I was like, okay, well, it doesn't work, you know? Like, what works is two steps. She said, seriously, all you got to do, step one is hold your arms like this. That was step one. All right? So I was like, all right, well, then step two has to be overdose. She says, step two, all you got to do is rub your arms and breathe. And I was like, oh, okay, but I'm a fucking adult. How's that going to work? Imagine me frustrated in line at the DMV just like, oh. People are like, is that canceled comedian? Why'd he bring his iPad? I have such a deep need for acceptance in my life. I didn't know about this, but I do. I struggle with it ever since as early as I can remember. And doing all this therapy and going to rehab, that all helped me figure it out. And it's a journey, you know? I want people to like me so much, and there's good ways to cope with it and bad ways to cope with it. But I was telling this to my therapist, you know, she was helping me uncover it. And then she said to me, well, you know, that's no surprise you're a comedian. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, it just tracks with you, you know, like it makes sense. I know you think you like to do stand up because you like to make people laugh, and you do, and that's great. When people laugh, that means that they accept you, and you need that. And that's when I was like, you're a fucking bitch. This whole time, I thought I did stand up to make people laugh. Turns out I do it to make sure I don't cry. That blew my fucking mind. Because it's true. And I'm exploring this with my therapist, and we're talking about it. And she's like, what's the earliest memory that you felt either unaccepted or scared? And I was like, for as long as I remember, ever since a little kid, I would walk into a room and I would think people don't like me. I have to win them over. And she was like, you think everybody in the room that you walk into doesn't like you? And I say, to be honest, yeah. And she says, man, that's a bad tape to be playing over and over in your head. I said, well, what do you mean? And she said, these people in the room, they might not like you, but they also might like you. They might not, you know, like your comedy. They might be fans. They might not know your comedy. Hell, they might not even know you walk into the room. And that's when I was like, they know when I walk into the room. But again, that's my ego talking, because I'm scared that the people in the room won't accept me. It's the truth. And you know what? Like I said, there's good ways to cope with it and bad ways to cope with it. It's not so bad being a comedian. It's kind of awesome. You know, I didn't have to feel my feelings. I could go on stage. I make people laugh. And I got stuff for it. Money, fame, I got stuff for it, okay? And it was intoxicating to me. And I let it rule my life. I wouldn't stop when I was on stage. I would still be that funny guy because I wouldn't want to feel my emotions. And that's fucking toxic. That's fucked up. But it happened. And I would walk around. I'd be out on the street late at night. I'd see some dude with like cargo shorts on. And I'd be like, fuck this motherfucker. How many things does he need to carry at 11 p.m.? And still keep it breezy, you know? And joke's on that motherfucker. I felt good. You laugh, okay? But it's fucked up, man. You know? You got to feel your feelings. And I always hated doing that. But you do. You have to. And the thing is...
You're fucking awesome, Chris.
Thanks, bro. Thank you, man. Look, I think in this life, it's like, you know, when the shit hits the fan, you got an option. You can either grow or die. That's it. There's no in between, you know? Like, there's no in between. And the thing is that life, it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop for anyone. And, you know, for me, in therapy, I have to use the tools I learned to try and play catch up in my life. Because I wasn't a real person until very recently, you know? But life doesn't stop. It keeps going, right? Like, so this happened the other day. I was in the kitchen, and my wife was there too, okay? And she's doing her own thing, and she goes like this. Where are the light bulbs? And just immediately anger searing through my body, right? Because you know why? Because, yo, you live there. Do you know what I mean? And I wanted to be, this is what I wanted to be. When she said, where are the light bulbs? I immediately wanted to say, hey, why don't you fucking look? Like, that's what I wanted to do. And I know that's wrong, but I wanted to do it so bad, okay? Like, I wanted to, like, here's the deal. Dude, I'm getting mad now even just thinking about it. But like, if I invited you guys over to my house right now and I was like, hey, everybody, find the light bulbs. 20 of you would find them immediately. You don't even live there, okay? She's been there for years and years and years and years. So she says, where are the light bulbs? I caught myself. I didn't say shit, but I couldn't help it. And I went like this. And I pointed to where they are. And then she goes like this. Oh, my God. But that's when I was like, I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm me. And then behind her, my son peeked out and said, I'm da-da. And you know what? He's right in a way. He is, though. He's right in a way. Because here's the thing. Before I became a dad, I would have thought that if I had a child, I would want him to grow up to be just like me. But that's ego, you know? Now, I know that I am a father. I don't want him to grow up and be like me. I want him to grow up and be better than me. I don't want him to make the same mistakes I made. You know? And that's why all this shit is serendipitous to me. Like, all this stuff happened at the same time. You know, COVID, I was canceled. I had my first son. Like, this is all crazy that this happened at the same time, right? So I took time and I stayed home. I stayed home for a year. And, you know, I stayed home for two reasons, because of COVID and I was canceled, right? Like, I didn't want people to be like, don't cough. Oh, and also, fuck you, right? So that's a real stay-at-home motherfucker. So I stayed home. I stayed home for a year. And for the first time in my life, Look, I didn't like to feel my feelings, but guess what? I'm fucked with Calvin. I love him. I love him, so I have to feel. And thank you. We couldn't go anywhere, though, man. You know, we would stay indoors for, it was like a year, man. We stayed indoors, we watched a bunch of TV, and, you know, we watched a bunch of Netflix, and then we stopped watching Netflix the day Netflix cut me out of a bunch of shit. Listen, it was a woke move, but it was a business move, and for that, I understand. But let me just tell you one thing about it, all right? Let me tell you. Okay? All right. Listen, one of the things that Netflix cut me out of was an episode of a TV series, and another person in another episode of that same TV series was Caitlyn Jenner. Now listen, all right? I don't know if you know this, but Caitlyn Jenner fucking killed someone, okay? She killed someone. She killed someone. Google it. She killed someone! And she's in the thing, and I'm not in the thing! Dude, she killed someone. She ran a dude over. That guy died. He's still dead. His family's sad, so sad. And she's in the thing, and I'm not in the thing! Listen, we all make mistakes, but hers was murder! And she's in the thing, and I'm not in the thing. Just make it make sense. If you're gonna cancel people, definitely cancel the murderers. And until then, me and my son, we watch Hulu, okay? Yep, we're motherfucking Hulu boys. You know, honestly, Hulu's not as good as Netflix. Dude, it's... I have to be honest, it's not, dude. Netflix has some bangers. But here's why. There's one reason why Hulu isn't as good as Netflix. There's one reason, right? And this is the reason, okay? Because 30% of the shit on Hulu has Gordon Ramsay in it. Now, it's like entirely too much Gordon Ramsay. For if you turn on the homepage of Hulu, there's like 9 different images of Gordon Ramsay, and he's just like... Like, even movies. I turned on a movie on Hulu, and the main character climbs the top of a mountain, and Gordon Ramsay's up there. And he's it's like, would you like a steak? Like, dude. By the way, how the fuck has Gordon Ramsay not been canceled yet, for real? Like, he's a dick on 11 TV shows, and they've all been on a decade. Like, you have the footage, get him. Dude, every episode is the same. Every episode of every TV show is the same. He'll walk into someone's kitchen that isn't his, and he'll just be like, all right, who the fuck is in charge here? And then the guy in charge will come out, and he'll be like, hey, it's me. And then Gordon Ramsay will, like, take 2 pieces of bread and, like, put it on the guy's ears, and he'll be like, you're a fucking bologna sandwich, mate. Dude, and the guy will be like, you're right, I have been a bologna sandwich. Like, how's that okay? That's assault. Could you imagine if I was out there doing that? Like, for real. If I was out there, me, Chris D'Elia, if I was out putting bread on people's faces. Like, if I started doing that at 6 p.m., by 6:05, TMZ would be like, ka-ka-kang. Disgraced comedian Chris D'Elia. These services, and this time he's putting bread on people's faces. There'll be a hashtag trending on Twitter like, we're not all bologna sandwiches. Another white guy with his privilege. I can't get canceled again. Dude, if I got canceled again, at that point I'd have to be like, fuck it, I'm trans. And run someone over. I'm a woman! I know this is uncomfortable to talk about, but fuck it, this is how I talk now, okay? I have nothing to lose. Fuck it! I have nothing to lose. That's the thing, you can't shame somebody into being better. You can't shame someone into being the way that you think that they should be. You can't do that. Haven't you fucking seen Footloose? Those motherfuckers keep dancing, okay? They dance harder. You can't do that. If you want someone to do better, you have to let them try. It's the truth, man.
So I took a year off, man. I took a whole year off. I did nothing but go to therapy. I worked on myself, you know. I kept my side of the street clean. And it's hard, dude. It's not linear. It's a journey. It doesn't, you don't fix yourself in a fucking day. It's a whole, it. Yeah, man, I took a year off. And then I got back on stage and people got re-mad, you know? I got back on stage and people were just like, what the fuck are you? People were like, but I typed so fucking hard. People are mad, whatever, dude. People are always gonna be mad, right? They don't want you to change, that's the truth. People are always gonna be mad. And I see that shit, man, I see it. I had to stop looking online, but I see it, you know? Like, there's a guy who wrote an article the other day, and dude, he goes like this. It was like, Chris Lee is back. Does anyone give a shit? Dude, and my favorite, the article was basically like, are you serious? Are we gonna just let Chris Lee back? Seems like, dude, he says, seems like a layup for comedy clubs not to book Chris Lee. My favorite part is, he goes like this, we gotta keep comedy clubs safe from Chris D'Elia. Like, dude, what are you talking about? I'm not Voldemort, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just a guy and I'm just trying to do better, okay? So let them hate. I gotta phase it out, man. You know what? Because if I'm truly honest with you guys, for a year I wanted to end my life. I wanted to end my life, and that's the truth. But I didn't. I got through it because my wife held me the fuck down, okay? And that's what's real. And I see that shit, man. I see that shit. Here's the other thing. I know how I fucked up. I know. I'm me. I'm the one that knows what I did and what I didn't do. Me. I'm me. I'm at home with my family. I see the heartbreak on my wife's face, the shit that we have to deal with, and then she gets bullied online. I see that shit. I see my dad's face and how he aged 10 years in 2 years because of the stress, the situation in my family that I put myself in these situations, and that's why my dad's stressed out. I have to deal with that shit. Me. And you know, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If I'm honest, you know, I talk a lot about fear, and that's something that I am fearful of, is I feel like because of the situations that I put myself in and my addiction, that it's my fault that my dad is getting older, you know, because he couldn't deal with the stress. And you know what? It's sad. It is. It's sad. But it's also, it's a blessing too. And what I mean is, I mean, look, we had Calvin, and he was the first grandson from my mom and dad, and they get to experience that, and that's a lovely thing, you know? And my dad, he looks just like Calvin. It's really cute. I mean, people would always say to me growing up, wow, you look just like your dad. And now they say, Calvin looks just like you. And I always thought that was cute, but I never really knew what it meant until I saw my dad and Calvin together. And that's beautiful. Now I get it. And they love playing with each other. My dad is, my dad's getting older. I don't know how long he's going to be around. My dad's getting older. But you know what? So is Calvin. And it's sweet, man. It's bittersweet because I see the two of them together. My dad loves playing with Calvin. Calvin loves playing with my dad. And I saw them the other day on the couch together. And
my aging father was looking at Calvin, just playing with a truck. And my dad had a moment where he pat Calvin on the back and he said, "You and me, buddy, we're in the same boat." And it was really sweet until I realized that my dad meant mentally. That's what he meant. My dad was making a joke, but it's true, you know? And isn't that a motherfucker? He was making a joke because he's scared of dying, and that's what I do, man. Like father, like son. But it is crazy, and it is true. Like, there is going to be that moment where my dad and Calvin are in the same boat. They're going to have that moment, that exact moment, where Calvin is growing and my dad is dying. And they're going to have that exact same moment where they have the exact same mental capacity. And they're going to look at each other and they're going to be like, "Bardar." So look, it's sad, and that's real. Real life is hard, and that's okay. I just can't shut that shit out, you know? I can't cope with it in bad ways. I have to feel those feelings. But the good thing is, my parents getting older is funny, too. It is. It can be both things at the same time. Like, for instance, I'm at the point where right now getting my son in the car and getting my mom in the car is the same level of difficulty. Right? Like, at least with Calvin, I know how to do it. Like, I'm like, "Come on, buddy, we gotta go." And he's like, "Good luck." And I just gotta grab him and strap him in sideways, right? But my mom is like a different story. I was like, when I get my mom to go, it's like she's like gotta prove she could do it by herself, but also can't, but really wants to and won't accept help, but absolutely needs help and is super aggressive to me and also yelling, okay? Like, this is how it happens every time. I'm like, "Ma, we gotta go." And this is what she does. She goes like this. "Okay, wait, Christopher, wait, wait. Okay, wait, Christopher, wait, wait. Christopher, wait, wait. Christopher, okay, I see. Christopher, wait, wait. Christopher, wait, wait, wait." And by the way, we're still near the couch. Like, we're not even outside. "Christopher, wait, wait, wait. Christopher, wait, wait, wait. Christopher, wait, wait." And Calvin's already strapped in, just like, "How come she doesn't know how to do this yet? Grandma, do muffins come out of your penis as well?" "Wait, wait, Christopher, wait, wait, wait. Christopher, wait, 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 wait." Dude, so grab the inside handle of the car. Who the fuck grabs that? That's for dry cleaning only, okay? So grab the, and just lower herself. "Wait, wait, Christopher, wait, wait, wait. Christopher, wait, 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 wait. Christopher, wait, wait. Wait, wait, Christopher, wait." My favorite part is, even when she's fully extended, there's still like a foot of space where she has to let go and hope for the best. And every time she does, she lets go, she makes eye contact with me. It's like the end of Die Hard. She's like... See, it's funny too. It's sad and funny, and that's okay. You just gotta feel all that shit. You could choose, grow or die. I think that's, you know, it's, I think my favorite moment that happened in the past 3 years that has to do with that idea is about 2 years ago, Calvin was one. And my wife said to me, "So look, I know that we live in LA and your family lives in LA and Calvin knows your family and your mom and dad, but he hasn't met my family because of COVID. And so we have to go, I mean, to North Carolina and see my family and go to St. Louis and meet my friends and he can meet my family." And I was like, "Oh, okay." Well, first of all, I was like, "You're from St. Louis?" I had no idea. But then I was like, "You know what? You're right. Fuck COVID. Let's do it. Okay." And we did. She said, "I'll deal with all the itinerary. You don't even have to do anything." I was like, "Okay." So She booked a flight. It was a 7 p.m. flight, and that's entirely too late for a flight, but it's okay, right? Like, there's so many flights during the day, and she chose to skip those and get the one at 7 p.m., and that's fine, right? Like, even though we have a one-year-old, and he's never flown before, and that's crazy to fly with a one-year-old over the night, and but whatever, it's okay. And it has a better chance of getting delayed because of all the other flights beforehand getting delayed. And you know what? It's okay. I'm just grateful she did it. So good, all right? So she gets the flight, it's at 7 p.m., and she says to me, look, I know that flying is stressful, and when you get stressed out, sometimes you're a piece of shit. So let's just both be each other's best friends, realize that, you use your tools, and we'll be able to make this work. So I said, okay, you're right. Thank you for saying that. So we go to the airport, and we get there. The flight's at 7 p.m. As soon as we get there, the flight's delayed by a lot, too. Like, my wife looks at the board, and we both see it. She's in front of me, and then she turns around, and she's ready. She's just, like, ready for me to lose it. But I was way ahead of her. She turned around, and I was just like, you know me, just rolling with the punches. I'm going to go to Hudson News for a while. I'll be back. So the flight finally arrives for us to get on, and we get on the flight, and we fly through the night to St. Louis, and who knew? Calvin is a champ at flying. It was all good. Everything was great. We land in St. Louis. It's after midnight, okay? And Kristen, who got all the itinerary, was like, okay, let's go get Calvin, and we need to go to the Enterprise rental shuttle pickup. So I was like, I don't even know what that is. Like, I always get picked up by a driver, but now, you know, I'm a dad. I got to get a rental car and a car seat. Life's different. So I grab Calvin, and I say, come on, Kristen, and we go to the Enterprise rental shuttle pickup. Now, there's Avis and Hertz and Enterprise. Everybody from the flight is from Avis and Hertz, and just my family is in the Enterprise rental pickup, okay? Everybody from the airport gets picked up from Avis and Hertz in 10 minutes, and then it's just my family hanging out alone in the airport, okay? I let this go for a few minutes, and then I'm like, I gotta say some shit. But I know she's ready for me to be mad, so I like play up like Mr. Nice Guy. I was like, she can't be mad if I'm so nice. So I walk up to her, and I was like, oh, crazy day, right? So, oh, it's so nuts. So are you, when are they coming? Dude, she doesn't even check shit. She just kept looking at me, and she goes like this, soon. And I was like, oh, but you don't know though, right? A few more minutes goes by, and I'm like, we're the only people at the airport. So I walked up to her and I said, hey, babe, you know what? Oh, dude, I got a crazy idea. So can you check the email that you got from Enterprise to get the confirmation number? We'll figure it out. And she said, oh, Enterprise doesn't do that. And that's when I was like, ah, but yes, they do, right? Because this is the future, okay? And that's just how it works. Like, I got a confirmation number for a fucking donut the other day. And this is a whole car. So where is it, okay? And she says, go ahead, see for yourself. Gives me the phone. I type in her email, Enterprise. Sure enough, Enterprise email. Under that, in the body of the email, it says, the confirmation number, and under that, it says Enterprise closes at midnight, okay? So now, I'm fucking steaming. We're stranded, and I don't know if you know much about St. Louis, but it's not a great place to be stranded, bullet-wise, okay? So, yeah, I'm looking at her, and I'm like, baby, what the fuck are we gonna do? I look down at Calvin, and he's like, you're da-da. I'm like, oh, really? At this point, when shit gets hard, where's your fucking haka dance now? So I'm like, all right, well, what? I'm so mad. I'm like, well, what the fuck are we going to do? And she says, relax, relax. You know what? We'll just get an Uber. And I said, well, what about the car seat? And she said, well, we'll just pick the option for car seat. And that's when I was like, oh, you're not a person from Earth. Like, you can't just have them bring shit they don't have. It's not like you're like, ooh, car seat, and ooh, have them bring bananas. Like, dude, it's big car, small car. Well, what's my other choice? I gotta have the Uber guy come. We're alone at the airport. So either the Uber guy comes, or now we like live at the airport like the fucking Tom Hanks movie or something. So I picked the Uber guy to come, and then I'm like, all right, I'll figure it out later when he shows up. So it takes 5 minutes, the Uber guy shows up, and he sees my family. And then he sees Calvin, and he says, oh, hey, do you guys have a car seat? And that's when I look right in his eyes, and I go like this. No. And then he said, oh, well, how old is he? And that's when I said, 5. Dude, he was 1! Do you know how stupid a 1-year-old, 5-year-old is? But what's this guy gonna tell me? He doesn't know how old my son is more than I know how old my son is. And my son is fucking 5. Do you know that if you're in an argument with someone and you both want different things, that if you just stop talking, you will get your way? Try it. Like, this dude thought that after I said my son was 5, I was gonna say more things because of how obviously not 5 my son was. But I didn't. I just waited until he was gonna talk. It was so uncomfortable. But listen, it took like 10 seconds and I watched his whole body break down and give up. It was awesome. I said, 5? And then he goes like this. All right, fuck it, let's go. And dude, we got in the car. I put Calvin in the back. Dude, have you ever seen what a 1-year-old looks like in the back seat of a car with no car seat? His feet were just out. I put the safety belt on. It went over his face. He was trying to talk. He was like, Lordor. I was like, ah, you can't even say your own word. What happened next is 100% true, okay? 10 minutes into the ride, my son shit his diaper. And he blew up the car. Like, you know when, like, you think you smell someone shit their pants? And you're like, is that shit? Did someone shit? Is that what that is? It was not like that. It was like when you're like, oh, someone shit. Like, it was so obvious. Yeah, dude. And I thought at this point the jig is up. Like, we were going to get thrown out on the side of the road. Because what 5-year-old shits their pants? But luckily, I thought quickly, and I leaned in, and I said, I'm sorry, sir, my wife farted. And you know what? I had Calvin's back. So say what you want about me, but I'm a good dad. Thank you very much.